Outstanding season for the Gales guy bowling team. In fact, the best in school history. Good morning. It is 7:13 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aridus, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. We're going to talk some bowling this morning. First off, joining us, the head coach of the Galesburg High Girls Bowling Team, Dave Sharp. Dave, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing fine, thank you.
Thanks for coming in with us here today. First year at the helm. My goodness, you can. Is there anywhere else to go? You guys had a pretty successful year, but I know you're looking forward to more coming.
I hope we can continue what we started this year and keep things going.
Got a couple of the bowlers from the successful team this year as well. Casey Folger, a sophomore bowler. Casey, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm pretty good.
All right. And also Chloe Day, freshman. Chloe, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Thanks, you guys, for all for coming in. All right. Well, Dave, let's talk about first year. How did you end up being the head coach of the bowling team at GHS?
Well, the bowling coach from last year had taken a new job position, and he was unavailable to be able to coach with the girls this year. So the position was posted, and after thinking about it, I thought it was something I would really enjoy doing, and they needed someone to help out, so it kind of worked out both ways.
So I take it you had been a bowler during your life.
I previously bowled, but it had been many years ago, mm-hmm. but it's something I've always enjoyed.
You know, talk about it because it's interesting. Bowling and golf, sports like that, are different than some of the other team sports or even some of the other more considered like a track and field individual sports. What is it more? Is it about technical things with your player's actual technique bowling, or what is it? What is your role?
Well, it's pretty much like with most sports. You have to develop some skills, and after you develop those certain skills, then you go from there and you kind of just start thinking about, I'm going to enjoy this, I'm going to work on it, I'm going to perfect those skills, and that's kind of what we work on.
Did you know coming into the season or have an idea how good this squad could be?
I did. I had talked to the previous coach, and he had let me know that there was quite a bit of talent on this team, and so I knew ahead of time that we had some hopes there.
So, among other things, win at the Kewanee Invitational. You, for the first time ever, Galesburg won the Western Big Six Championship, which that's a feat because especially when you look at the teams from the Quad Cities, there's some great tradition up there.
There's a lot of tradition in the Quad Cities. I know I was surprised when I had met the coach from Rock Island, and he had been coaching over 30 years.
Wow.
And so I thought, this is my first year, so I'm going to have some challenges here.
Well, now he's thinking, boy, now I have a big challenge going against this guy from now on. Let's start with you, Casey. Casey Folger, sophomore bowler for the Streaks. You've been kind of – what age did you actually start bowling?
I really didn't, like, competitively bowl until just last year, but, like, I've been bowling since I was, like, 5.
Okay. And what got you interested in it?
Like, all of my family bowls, and, like, I was, like, kind of pushed to bowl, so I just, like, started doing it. And, I don't know, I really enjoy it now, and it's probably my favorite sport.
So when did you realize that you were actually pretty decent at it?
I don't know. I didn't really, like, know I was very good at it until Ed last year. Like, he really worked with me really hard and, like developed all of my skills, and, like, I just, like, I don't know, being a freshman on varsity was, like, really cool.
Did you guys realize as the season was going on how historic this was for Galesburg High School?
Not really, actually. Like, we didn't look at the records that often, and, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Probably better that way, though. Less pressure,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Also, freshman bowler Chloe Day. Chloe, when did you get started bowling?
I started around 4, and I've been bowling ever since.
Well, and what got you into it? I take your family must have been big bowlers?
Yeah, my dad used to bowl at Northgate in leagues at night.
So at what point did you realize you were actually pretty good at this?
Well, I think a couple years ago, I really started to notice that my scores were higher than everyone else, and I was really developing and finally getting into my right, like how I throw the ball, and everything was just kind of clicking. And this year, I've started to bowl around the state to compete and win scholarship money for college.
What's your what was your average for the season?
I think my average for the season was 187.
Wow. How about yours, Casey?
I don't know. It was probably around a 180.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And Dave, if I'm not mistaken, both these young ladies, all conference, all Western Big Six, is that right?
They both received all conference this year, which is a tremendous honor, especially when one is a freshman and one is a sophomore.
Absolutely. So a bright future. So how many bowlers do you actually have on the squad?
Well, altogether we have 13 bowlers, and six of those were varsity.
Okay, so that's, and that's how the meets go. Do you have six competing at varsity, six competing at the lower level, or?
Yes, you divide the two teams and okay. You have two different squads.
All right, so how many will you have returning next year?
Well, I'm hoping that everyone that didn't graduate returns again next year, because it certainly was an enjoyable group, and whenever you have things that click like that and you have tremendous kids on there, not just as bowlers, but personality-wise, you certainly hope they return.
So you guys ended up ninth in the sectional. Where was that, where did that take place?
Manuka.
Okay, so you were up in that area. So have you already been talking about goals for next year, next season?
We actually haven't started talking about goals. We did set goals at the beginning of this year, and one of our goals was to win the Western Big Six. Some of the other goals were to try our best to try to break some records from the past, because the records that were set hadn't been broken for 25 years, and so that was some of our goals.
What's the biggest thing as a coach? I know you talk technically, you have to have, you know, going fundamentals and everything. Is it for the girls just to have consistency?
It's very difficult to get consistency, because it doesn't take much of, you know, an eighth of an inch, and it's going to make a complete difference in how well you're going to do. So it's consistency is there.
What I suppose every place you bowl, every alley, every lane is different than, you know, your North Gate. The oil is one way and this way, and another place it might be different. So there's all kind of little things that can affect your game.
There's different types of lanes. I mean, there's synthetic lanes, and here in Galesburg we have wood lanes, and it's certainly different, and oil patterns are different. So there's a lot of things that change from going from one bowling meet to competing somewhere else in a different bowling meet.
So, Casey, do you notice a difference in different places you went? Was there one particular place you went that was just seemed so much tougher than the others?
For me, Highland Park was, like, really hard for me, because the lanes are really slick, and they're synthetic, and they're, like, really oily. I don't know, it's just harder for me to bowl there.
How about you, Chloe?
I agree with Casey. Highland Park was always a difficult place for me to bowl. I could never find the right spot there.
Okay, you talked about the future. You mentioned that you've been bowling a lot all around mm-hmm. the state, Chloe, and that looking for scholarship money. I'm guessing, not unlike golf, there's probably a lot of bowling scholarships that go unfilled. But I know there's collegiately, I mean, I see on ESPN they show the mm-hmm. women's collegiate championships and conference championships. Is that kind of a goal of yours at some point?
Yeah, my goal is to hopefully play bowl in college and, you know, see what happens from there.
Is there any particular, at this point, as a freshman, any particular school or area you're looking at?
I really am interested in St. Ambrose. And, you know, McKendree is also a really good school for bowling as well.
How about Casey? How about you? Is that something that's maybe in your future plans, maybe to continue your career at a four-year college?
Yeah, I've looked at McKendree before. Like, I went down there and I visited the school, and, like, they have a really, really good bowling program. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Dave, you got to be happy with the young ladies having goals like that as well.
I'm so happy. You just wouldn't believe how happy that I am. It's always good to see girls smiling and have thoughts for the future. And when you get to see things like that, it just makes you feel good as a coach.
I know I mentioned you placed ninth as a team at the sectional. Individually, did you have somebody, at least one or two, move on out of the sectional? Or?
Well, the way that it works is, as you're traveling through the tournament, if your team doesn't score so high as far as finishing like the top four, then if you have an individual bowler that scores higher than those that are not on a team that's competing further on, then they also get to move on. And early on, we had several bowlers that would have moved on, even if we wouldn't have as a team. And I know that Chloe came very close at the sectionals of moving on. I think it was just a few pins short.
So in bowling, does it go sectional right to the state meet, or is there something else in between?
It goes to state after.
Well, and where's that held? Is that the same place every year?
Well, they change periodically. The teams get to put in for an opportunity to host those, so it would change.
Okay, well, a lot to look forward to, that's for sure. And I guess when you see the teams, especially as many different teams as you're competing against when you get up there kind of south of the south suburbs there, that I guess the biggest thing is depth. You know, your front-running bowlers are really good, but I guess it's just developing the depth to be able to compete as a team.
You certainly do, because there was times that we had to have somebody step up. For an example, when we were competing at I believe it might have been in Highland Park. We had one of our bowlers that was doing her absolute best, but she wasn't feeling very well. She was under the weather, and we had another bowler step up and do very well. So you're always glad that you have somebody ready to step in, just in case you have those situations.
Well, let me ask you, girls. I'll start with you, Casey. It's kind of an individual sport, but yet it's a team sport. What do you like about the aspect of bowling, being on a team?
I mean, being on a team for bowling, it's just good because if somebody's going to do bad, there's always somebody else there that's going to, like, have a good game, and you keep each other up when you, like, have a bad shot or something. And it's just good to have, like, that group of people there to keep you up.
How about you, Chloe?
It's a lot different from, like, how I bowl on my own because I have other people to lean on. So if I'm stuck and I have nothing to do, I'll ask them for help.
Any aspirations, either one of you, of maybe making this a profession someday?
Yeah, that's one of my big dreams. It's far away in the future, but it's something that I really want to do.
Absolutely great to have goals. How about you, Casey?
Yeah, I agree with her. Like, something in the future, that'd be really cool.
Well, congratulations to both of you on the all-conference honors and what you guys did as a team as well.
Thank you.
Coach, you as well, first year. Man, it can. Hopefully it gets better. Man, it's hard to top what you did, but it looks like you got a great nucleus to continue the trend at GHS.
I'm certainly looking forward to next year, especially with these two young girls being able to help out. It's one thing about this team is that we don't just have one coach. Everybody's a coach. We help each other out whenever it's needed. And these two certainly are going to be a big help next year.
That is Galesburg High School head bowling coach Dave Sharp. A couple of the bowlers, Casey Folger, Chloe Day. Girls, again, congratulations. Coach, congratulations. Thanks for taking the time with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.